This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate at a very, very grassroots level. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in November. In Arizona, Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema will face off in November based on yesterday's results to become Arizona's first woman senator. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Senator John McCain's body lying in state at the Arizona State Capitol today on what would have been his 82nd birthday. Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally of Arizona, who won the GOP Senate primary yesterday, remembered McCain's sense of humor in her remarks last evening.
Senator McCain came to an event for me when I first ran for Congress. And he told the crowd there that the main difference between the two of us was that my takeoffs equal my landings, unlike him. And that I shoot down airplanes and he gets shot down. In his words.
Two people are dead after a fatal construction mishap near Walt Disney World in Florida. Orange County Fire and Rescue say the two workers at a hotel under construction were on a scaffold between the 6th and 7th floors early today when it gave way and they fell to their deaths. A third worker hung on and was able to climb to safety. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions of people across the eastern third of the nation will have to endure near record heat for another day. Heat indexes today will be close to or above 100 degrees from the deep south to New England. And the National Weather Service says in Boston, hot temps and high humidity will create conditions that will make illnesses very, very likely today. So folks around Beantown are urged to take some special precautions. Defense Secretary James Mattis saying he's working in coordination with the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's diplomatic efforts when it comes to North Korea. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The U.S. military has no immediate plans to suspend major military exercises in South Korea, Defense Secretary James Mattis.
The exercises continue. What it means in practical terms is that we're making no change to the exercise program at this time.
He says suspension of drills following President Trump's summit with North Korea was just a good faith gesture, not necessarily open-ended. I'm Wendy King.
And Bob Costas may be leaving NBC Sports. The veteran sports announcer reportedly holding discussions with NBC to be let out of his contract, which is to run through 2021. Last year, Costas said he was ending his record-setting run of 11 years as primetime host of the Olympics. He's been the lead announcer in the World Series and the Super Bowl as well. For USA Radio News, I'm...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is there. Not to mention all our past interviews. Because we're givers, they are there for your liking and your use. So download, share them with your friends, your neighbors, get the word out. But thank you. It's all there, right there at the website. Bill Doino joins us now. Bill has got a most fascinating background here. He's a widely published author. Has written extensively on history, culture, and politics, who specializes in the Catholic Church's longtime struggle against Nazism, communism, and other serious dangers to Christianity. His work has been cited by many leading historians, the New York Times, the Vatican newspaper as well. Bill, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, sir, for asking me to be on the program. Nice to be with you.
Well, good to have you here. And right off the bat, of course, lots of news over the weekend regarding the Catholic Church and the Pope's response. Some are calling for his resignation. What say you?
I don't think he should resign, certainly not at the moment. However, the charges that have been made by the former Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Vigano, are very serious and need to be carefully examined. The Pope was asked about these on the papal plane ride back from Ireland to Rome, and unfortunately, in my opinion, he kind of dodged the issue. He said, I'm not going to comment on it. And when he was asked specifically whether he, as Vigano has testified, that he was told in June, I believe, of 2013, all about McCarrick and his background and the scandals, whether or not he was told about him, yes or no, the Pope didn't answer the question. Which I think makes the Pope look bad. And it doesn't mean the Pope is guilty. It may mean that he was, he's concerned that if he says something not precise, he might be contradicted, or who knows. I do think they need to be investigated. And also, we shouldn't assume everything Vigano says just because he says it, but he's a man that I've been told is very credible. Now, he himself, a lot of people are now trying to poke holes in what he says and are saying he himself may have been involved in some things that he shouldn't be doing. That all may be true. So I think everyone, both the Pope and Vigano, should be investigated carefully. But the question is, who's going to do it? I'm hoping right. There will be independent-minded Catholics who are fair, as well as some people, at least in the press, you often can't trust the press, that will bring out the facts. This is what happened, by the way, in the Chilean scandals. At first, the Pope defended a bishop who was absolutely guilty, and then he was forced, because of what came out in the press and from independent Catholics, investigations, to admit he was wrong and to apologize and so forth. So let's have a similar occurrence hopefully happen again. Everyone be fair, but whoever is guilty here, they have to be held responsible. And that would include even the Pope, if, and that's a big if he is indeed guilty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your point here, you would have thought that the Catholic Church, because of what they went through earlier, would have done everything they could to, while the body was opened up, let's just get everything all in the open. Let's have
a rather hearty and heartfelt confession on this and deal with it. But it seems that it's almost like we're approaching this, or the Catholic Church might be as an institution approaching this in kind of a Band-Aid removal type process, as opposed to just, hey, look, let's just open this up. So obviously something has not been revealed, quite possibly, that allows this to come back into, you know, into the marketplace to be discussed once again.
There's no question what you say is true. And I think one of the sad reasons is because many of the people who are responsible for the cover-up or who knew about McCarrick and so on are still active and in power. A lot of these people have not been held responsible. And or even if they're in retirement, they don't want to expose themselves. And so you're right. They think it's all going to go away. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse. There needs to be an independent investigation of the entire church. And it's really sad. It'll shake the church, but in the end, if the truth does come out, it'll be all the better. But you're right, though.
Right.
By allowing these things to come out in bits and pieces, or by giving these half denials, ambiguous responses, it's only making the matters worse. The Vatican is not helping matters here. And I have to say, even the Pope, even if we were to assume he's entirely innocent, which would be a large assumption of all these things, we already know he was wrong about Chile. And I say that
yes.
as someone who has praised Pope in the past about on the good things he has done. But when he's wrong, he's wrong. By not addressing this fully and comprehensively and calling for an independent investigation, they're making the entire church or the church's leaders are making a very serious error. It has to be done.
Kind of ironic, don't you think about it, Bill, when you consider, you know, foundational to the church is the idea of confession and forgiveness. You know, and it's like they're for the sake of, wanting to cover, you know, their back ends on all this stuff. They're leaving themselves open to this controversy instead of walking out their faith. I mean, you know, the Catholic Church has taught us from day one the importance of confession, you know, God's ability to forgive and his eagerness to forgive. And here they have a chance to really demonstrate to the world, you know, foundational principles of the Catholic Church. And because they're ignoring what it is that they've taught for so many years and what they say they believe in, they've got a mess on their hands.
Bill, you're absolutely correct. The tragedy is all the principles and the truths of our faith, we know are truth, they're timeless, they will be true until the end of time and the final judgment. The tragedy is the failure of so many Catholics, including Catholic bishops, at times even popes, to live up to the Catholic teachings. And by failing to do that, they're guilty of, let's face it, hypocrisy. Not just hypocrisy, but hypocrisy of an astounding degree and betrayal of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, in saying this, I want to admit, I myself am imperfect. We're all imperfect. We're all sinners.
Yes.
But that's why we have to be very conscious of our sinfulness before God and throw ourselves before the mercy of God and do everything we can to reform our lives on a daily basis. Don't forget, you know, the devil goes about like a lion seeking to destroy, as the gospel tells us. So we have to be conscious every single day. One thing the Pope has said that other popes, even before him, have not said enough, at least in modern times, is the reality and danger of the devil. But that is true right now. And I think the Pope Francis, if he was smart, would follow his own advice and look at what's going on all around him, because all of this can only be described as demonic.
Yes, exactly. And Bill, as you say, because we ourselves are imperfect and have sinned and fallen short, this is why the institutions themselves have to be held to such a higher standard because of what they represent. I mean, it's one thing if it's an individual that sins, you know, the impact is not quite so critical, but this is where the demonic comes in. If the demonic can come in and destroy an institution like the Catholic Church, of course, we've been told, and we believe this to be the case because Jesus himself said that the church was established with such authority and strength so that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. So, but, you know, if ever the gates of hell and you know, Satan thought there was an opportunity, it would be right now, would it not?
Yes, that's true. And also, I always, when people bring that up, they're absolutely correct. To quote our Lord, the gates of hell, we know, will not prevail. And ultimately, there will at least be some Catholics, at least one on earth, that will still be faithful. But I will say this, though. He never said that the gates of hell would not make huge inroads.
Right, exactly.
He actually also said, will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? Which is a a searing warning that we never hear of in many pulpits today. Will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? So he's warning us that there will be terrible betrayals and terrible apostasy in the end times and even before then. So in any event, you're absolutely correct. But you get back to your fundamental point.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we do, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back and we'll pick it up from there. More from Bill DeWino right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Back with you as promised, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, William DeWino is with us, widely published author who has written extensively on history, culture, and politics, and who specializes in the Catholic Church's longtime struggle against Nazism, communism, and other serious dangers to Christianity. Bill, I want you to pick up where we left off before the break.
Well, we were talking about the terrible tragedy of the Catholic Church failing to live up to its own teachings and what that is doing to the Church's own credibility and its witness on behalf of Christ to the world. Think about the average person who might, or the average Catholic, who might be a sort of, fallen away Catholic, but thinking about going back to his faith, or someone who is interested in the Church. What is going through their mind now when they see these horrific scandals, a very prominent official accusing the Pope of knowing about it, and the Pope giving a kind of unclear, ambiguous response, and basically saying, go and find out yourself. By the way, remember the be careful what you wish for, because you remember the presidential candidate Gary Hart said,
yes.
They were asking him about whether he had had affairs. He said, go yourself and check, as if they wouldn't find anything. Well, they did find something. And we found a lot of things about the Pope. What he said was unfortunately not true about Chile, which he has since apologized for. So be careful what you ask for. But in any event, to get back to what I was saying, just think about all those souls who are in the balance right now, who are yearning for the truth, and the Catholic Church is failing them. It's failing them because it's not putting on the face of Christ and acting like Christ as it should. Now, that's not true of all Catholics. There are many wonderful Catholics, and they're trying to get the message to the Pope and to those in power to reform. Whether they will succeed or not, at least anytime soon, we don't know. All we can do is pray and do our own best to uncover the truth in as fair a manner as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about one set of gates, the gates of hell. We're also told in Scripture that, Bill, that the gates of heaven suffer violence, and the righteous take it by storm. And the gates of heaven are these institutions as well that are being under attack. And it is up to the righteous to take a stand, against this. Again, understanding God's compassion, but with God's compassion comes God's justice as well. And when things need to be judged, they need to be judged.
Yes, and let's give credit, though, to all those Catholic priests and bishops and cardinals who have, in fact, spoken out and who have had the courage, to be whistleblowers and who have, been able to withstand the hatred and the vitriol coming from the secular press and even from their own liberal Catholics against them for speaking truth to power. I'm reminded of the great Catholic philosopher Dietrich von Hildebrand, who wrote extensively about the post-conciliar chaos and about the betrayals. They just republished some of his essays. One of them, a book is called The Charitable Anathema. His point was that it is charitable to condemn evil because you save people and you bring them back to the truth when you do so. It's not, I think his wife, who's still living, and she's a great friend of mine, Dr. Alice von Hildebrand, has told me, the three words that he always thought could endanger people's salvation is, don't be negative, don't be negative. Because sometimes we have to be negative in the sense of criticizing evil, because if we don't, people will fall off the cliff and fall right into evil.
And as you say, Bill, I mean, for the sake of Christians who and Catholics that want to come back to the church, some that are sitting on the fence, or some having reason to leave the church when these things happen and are mishandled, they're just not strong enough to defend the faith. And I'm not even sure that it's their responsibility, other than to be in pursuit of truth and pray for, for God's wisdom and God's insight into this and boldness that is going to be required, not only from the church leadership, but from the followers as well. Because, this is tough. It's like here, being a Catholic, it's like, oh, my gosh, here we go again. What is going on here?
You're absolutely right in everything you say. But let me say, there's one source that we can draw upon that's an unfailing source of strength for me, and I know for many other Catholics, and that is the witness and the lives of the saints. You go back and you read all of what the great saints have done under fierce persecution, including those who have lived under communism, under fierce threats. They have witnessed to God. They have witnessed to the point of death. They have spoken the truth. So we must not just look at the terrible scandals and do everything we can to eradicate them and prevent them and to expose them, but we also have to draw strength from the fact and our knowledge, by studying Catholic history and knowing that, yes, there were plenty of evildoers and sinners, we're all sinners, but there were also those who, though sinful themselves at times, rose and reformed themselves and became tremendous Catholics and witnesses to the truth. So I think that when we we study the lives of the saints, that does give us source and a sense of hope, because they lived in times sometimes as bad, if not worse, than ours. And they were allowed to still, if not turn around the situation, bring people back to the church. So that is one source we can draw upon in these very times of serious crisis.
Well, the other thing, too, to your point, is that, lest we forget, God is sovereign. This is no big surprise to God. God's in control, and God's will be done, and that's what we need to be in agreement on, and this is what confession is all about. First of all, we agree with God, how God sees things. The other thing is that we really drench this in prayer. We need to be continuously in prayer over this, that the voices of truth will rise up, that there will be boldness to deal with this issue once and for all because of the damage, not only that's been done in the past, but more importantly, is the glory that lies ahead. Right, Bill?
Bill, you could not have said it better. And let us not forget, our Lord himself said, we can move mountains with our faith if we pray. You know, people, I've heard Christians, they don't take that seriously, Bill. They don't take our own, they are Christian, they go to church, but if you bring it up to them about any crisis, why don't you pray? They kind of sort of like shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, what good has that ever done? Well, why don't they try? Sometimes I think it's like there's not 10 just men, the percentage-wise speaking, in America, there's not enough prayer going on that could reverse the situation, not just here, but in our entire church. We need to believe in the power of prayer and not just think it's just happened in hundreds of years ago or that saints are affected with it. We have to believe in our Lord's own words. You know, ask me anything in my name and I shall do it. People don't take Christians who claim to be Christians don't take our own Lord's words seriously. They should.
Yes. And the fact is, Bill, is because they don't pray. You know, you do that which you experience and you draw benefit from. If you are not experiencing powerful, effective prayer in your life, then when you're asked to pray, it's go, well, why should I bother? And that's the sad thing is, you know, Satan, the culture, you know, the whole enchilada has deafened the ears and the authority and power of praying saints because we're just not seeing, you know, people are not seeing the benefit of prayer. Well, so if they don't see the benefit of prayer, it tells me two things. Well, right off the bat, it tells me they're probably not praying. The other thing is maybe they just need to ask God for eyes to see, because sometimes we pray for things that are so far out there that we don't see. We may not even see in our lifetime, but you won't even have the faith to pray for things in the long term if you're not seeing something affected in the short term. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. And if you think about it, it's not only a scandal, it's a tragedy that if you think about the fact that we cannot even exist or breathe second by second unless we would have our own Lord's support behind us. It's
yes.
Insanity not to give everything that we can give to our Lord and take a lot of time each day for prayer. You know, I think it was Father Peyton, the famous Catholic priest, who said, the family that prays together stays together. And that's also true of individuals. The family, a person who goes to confession and prays often will receive the graces that is necessary to live a strong life. Our Lord and the Church is assurance of that, but they're not accessing the very thing that they can strengthen themselves, strengthen our society. They're too involved in sports, and I love sports myself. They're too involved on their iPhones. They're too involved in watching cable television. All those things are okay in modest proportions, provided they're wholesome material. But you have to put aside, first and foremost, time for God each and every day. We need to pray and pray like never before,
especially now when the war is on. I mean, we are in a battle, and you're going to get, easily taken over if you're not warriored up, as they would say. William Duino, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. I look forward to having you back because we have so much more to discuss. Bill is a widely published author, has written extensively, as I mentioned, on history, culture, and politics on the Catholic Church. Bill, thank you as always. Appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking economic news as the government has just issued its second estimate of GDP growth or economic growth for the second quarter, and it was at an annualized rate of 4.2%, the strongest performance in nearly 4 years. It's a tenth better than the first quarter 4.1% reading and the fastest growth since the third quarter of 2014.
Shame on the White House and shame on the president.
That's the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, Carmen Yulin Cruz, not satisfied with President Trump's response to the news that the death toll from Hurricane Maria on Puerto Rico was really about 3,000.
All he had to say is, I'm sorry that 2,975 of you died, but he's incapable.
Until recently, the Fed said 64 people died. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? Oh, will we pray? Yeah. When the church wants to pray,
we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself amongst the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, you're not alone. And this is why you need to know about Liberty HealthShare, a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, really, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Well, according to the National Safe Kids Campaign, about 30 million children and teens in the U.S. participate in some form of organized sports, and more than 3.5 million injuries occur with these participants each year. Is that number incredible? I mean, I was astounded when I first read that. Almost one third of all childhood injuries are sports related. None of these, the most common, are sprains and strains. All types of sports have a potential for injury, as you know, whether from contact with other players or from overuse of a particular body part. However, contact sports contain the highest risk of more serious injuries, such as concussions. And here to talk to us about it is Dr. Brian Babka. He's a sports medicine specialist at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Babka, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to talk about this important situation. We're starting to read as the kids are starting to come back to school. We've got, summer practice going on, particularly with football, and there's some injuries, and we've gotten already some bad news already starting out this season. Why are sports injuries on the rise, Dr. Babka?
actually starting to play single sport year-round. So as they start to early specialize earlier in life, like way different than you and I probably did when we were two and three sport athletes
exactly, in high school,
this risk is actually, we're starting to see a lot more overuse, a lot more fatigue, a lot more burnout. Even our children that are able to play multi-sport, they're playing one sport year-round and then tacking on a second one. So now we sometimes have two practices same day, multiple games per week. And so that risk is exponentially increasing.
Well, you know, and it seems like the pressure on these kids, like you say, to focus on one sport, and as you said earlier, I was the same way. I mean, we played three sports, you know. We weren't so focused on one. We weren't traveling on a traveling team all over the place, throughout the year. And so the stress that takes place on the bodies of these young kids that seem so resilient, even they can wear out, right?
Definitely. I mean, we always like to see our kids as these little energizer bunnies that never get hurt and being super resilient, but they can break down. And so the way we manage that is having our kids do multiple things. And we want our kids active. We want our kids playing sports. Sports are a good thing. Sports are, not the enemy, even despite some injury risk. But they can't play the same sport year-round because certain body parts start to break down, other body parts don't develop. So we know an athlete who can play multi-sports and change the sport, reaction times can be better. We're changing fitness and muscle strength and different body parts because you're changing sport. And we are actually learning a lot more balance, body awareness, mechanical awareness, what we call like proprioception. And these kids tend to be later in life much more well-rounded and better all-around athletes with a decreased risk of injury.
Now, is this part and parcel of how we can prevent sports injuries, what you're just citing right now?
Yeah, the most important tool we have in our toolkit is exactly this. Is that anytime we have a chance to sit down with our communities and educate on the risk of injury. I mean, there's an inherent risk in everything, and sports are going to carry an inherent risk when we cross the chalk line and get on a field, and falls happen, and traumas can happen, and but that can happen in everyday life. It can happen with recreational sports and PE class. Where we need to educate our athletes and our parents and our coaches is particularly on overuse and fatigue and burnout, and recognizing that your child or your student athlete complaining of an injury needs to be taken seriously. So a minor injury such as a muscle strain or tendonitis doesn't turn into an overuse injury like a stress fracture or a growth plate injury or something worse that's going to require more prolonged treatment.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're hearing a lot about concussions in the news. How common are they really?
Concussions, I think, are more common than people sometimes recognize. So, obviously, public awareness is really high. But the actual numbers, about 9% of high school injuries that report to their high school athletic training staff are a head injury. And I think sometimes people don't recognize how big a number that actually is. We're just more aware of it, because we hear it on the news, we sometimes don't recognize it in our own communities, and that's why it's important for people to be educated on it, recognize it, get their child or their athlete into treatment soon, so proper treatment plan can be initiated and, outcomes are quick and better.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Brian Babka. He's a sports medicine expert at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Babka, you specialize in providing concussion care. For our audience, break that down. Unfold that a little bit for us, if you would.
So there's a couple steps. One, like I just was stating, the biggest tool we have is education. So over the years, what we've done a better job on is getting into our communities, educating athletes, parents, coaches, just recognition. The best thing we can do is any suspected head injury, remove that athlete from play and start a proper treatment plan. And that culture is starting to change. We used to, even 10 years ago, have some athletes that wouldn't want to self-report. That culture is starting to change. We're definitely seeing a lot more teammates report teammates with symptoms. And that's good things because we know our outcomes are much better and much quicker when we can get that athlete into treatment sooner. The things that have kind of evolved over the years is what our perception of cocooning or brain rest. So a couple decades ago, the perception was always brain rest should be remove an athlete from all stimulation, put them in a dark room, no screens, no school, no socializing until they're asymptomatic. And we realized that just didn't work. And so over the years, we've evolved to we know we have to get an athlete back on their daily routine fairly quickly. We can start returning athletes to school with a return to learn protocol where we work with school nurses and school administrators and teachers to have athletes there, even despite some mild symptoms. We know athletes actually do better than sitting at home where they're actually just getting fatigued and more anxious about reentry and the schoolwork that's piling up. We're much more educated in proper return to play protocols in terms of doing a stepwise, slowly increasing activity with an athletic trainer. And then the biggest thing over the last couple of years where we've swung the pendulum is what we call active rehab. So an athlete with more prolonged symptoms, you know, 5 to 10 days, that's not recovering the way we like. We don't want that athlete sitting around doing nothing. We actually know they can get fatigued, cardiovascular conditioning starts to decrease. So with a physical therapist, athletic trainer, a medical staff, we can actually start some active rehab protocols where we start some light aerobic activity, whether it be walking, stationary bike, some non-contact sport-specific stuff, where it's in a controlled environment without risk of subsequent injury, but where that athlete feels more engaged, cardiovascular fitness can be somewhat maintained, that athlete's staying on a schedule, they're around teammates, socializing, they don't feel like they're isolated from their friends and their teammates.
Well, what we've heard about, and as you say, this is all about education. There's so much yet to understand about concussions, especially if your child is involved in a contact sport where concussions can happen. And they sound serious. They are serious. And Dr. Babka, where can our listeners go for more information?
They can get a lot of information on our website, which is www.nm.org/sportsmedicine.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future.
Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us. Fresh, independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. As always, great to have you along with us. We're on standby right now for Andrea Kay. AK is in charge of staying on top of all the cooler talk for us. And, of course, a lot is happening. We've got breaking news here. Trump says White House counsel began to leave this fall. Of course, a lot of discussion, you know, supposedly. I mean, you know, it's like every time there's a move or a change at the White House, everybody gets all excited. But this is the latest to come down being reported by The Hill. That Trump says the White House counsel will leave this fall. President Trump announced that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position in the fall. And so that's a latest update right now. And here we got Andrea Kay, just like that. AK, how are we doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you today? Happy hump day.
Hey, I know it's always good. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're still in Kauai. All things considered, hurricane didn't bother us too bad. The daughter unit got a little bit of, you know, a lot more rain than we did, and some flooding in Maui and a little fire there. But you know, the people in the Big Island, Hilo, boy, they're just absolutely being pummeled, you know, with rain. And of course they were already dealing with some flooding issues already, and so it's been tough on them. You know, sunshine has been a rare commodity here, which is rare on the island, because we still got some after effects from from our hurricane friend Lane. And so hey, we're getting through it, and we head back to the mainland on Friday, so it's all good.
Yeah, prayers for everybody in Hawaii. You know, the Big Island had the volcano eruptions, and a lot of people lost, you know, their homes from that. You know, I had family in Hawaii back in March where Kauai flooded back then. So,
yes, right.
Yeah, it's been a rough few months for Hawaii, so prayers for everybody there.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Go figure the irony of it. I mean, here I am in Florida dealing with hurricanes, and so this is the first hurricane in 22 years of coming to Kauai, you know, that I've had to deal with. So, you know, go figure. You know, they're just chasing me down. But anyway, hey, look at where do we start here? I mean, there's so much to talk about. You know, we're getting the primaries out of the way. Again, Donald Trump and the force of his endorsement continues to prove very powerful in these primaries, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm old enough to remember 2 weeks ago that the left was trying to tell us that the bait had soured. on Trump. There was supposedly some poll coming out, of course, you know, going into the primary elections. Who's going to be believing the polls after 2016, right? We've been told in recent weeks that Trump had lost his base and we had soured. And because of that, his, you know, there would be no Trump effects going into the primaries. His stamp of approval on the candidate would be worthless. Well, first of all, why would any support for Trump have soured? Why would it have soured our economy? We just now found out today we're at 4.2% GDP. We have record low unemployment for minorities. So that doesn't make sense. It does make sense that, as in the case yesterday with Florida, what we saw with DeSantis is that when DeSantis was completely underwater in Florida in the primary race for governor down there. Trump went down there, did a rally, and immediately he jumped ahead, and he won his primary last night. Just a couple weeks ago, I think Trump went 8-for-8 in primaries. Mm-hmm. The Trump is in full effect, baby.
Yeah, there it is. Well, you know, plus the reality, and this is the disconnect, and I think this is going to end up hurting the mainstream media and draw even more credence to the fake news moniker that they've continued to put on, and they seem to be wearing quite well. They're abandoning all sense of reason because it's like, wait a minute, you think the people at home are not realizing they have more money in their pocket and they have one Donald Trump to thank for it? I mean, do you really think that there's that big a disconnect that there isn't empirical evidence strong enough to support this president? And meanwhile, you know, you're coming unhinged, trying to sell the American people on socialism. That's how desperate you've become.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were desperate enough initially to try to claim, give Obama credit for the economic research. Which the American people didn't buy. So then they had to go back. You know, they're constantly keeping going back to Russia whenever they, which is irrational in its own space. Everything about the left right now is completely irrational, and it's because they have no cards in their deck. You know, they're trying to distance themselves from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The Democrat Party's not really a socialist party when they are, and that's the dilemma that they've got, because they actually want socialism in the country, and they can't sell it right now. So they're having to continue to do the identity politics game, continue to try to push Russia, continue to try to drag out every story of every woman with a complaint against President Trump. But it was a Democrat himself in the 90s, the Raging Cajun, who said, it's the economy, stupid. And they're going to have a hard time convincing the American people that the American people need to not give Trump the credit and somehow abandon lower taxes, easing of regulations, abandon the principles that have led to job growth, and go to an open border, abolish ICE, free college, $35 trillion in debt scheme to give everybody something free when there is no such thing as free.
Well, the Democrats are so desperate, AK, that they have, they've published their white paper, their manifesto, and what they want, which is the exact opposite of everything that Donald Trump has given them. And, you know, this is how desperate they've become, is whatever is remaining of their base, they're trying to rally behind, you know, a bigger government, the abandonment of the things that have delivered a 4.2 GDP growth. In the face of where the supposed experts said that Donald Trump must be drinking something of an hallucinogenic effect, because there was no way that he was going to realize anything above 2%.
Right. And wasn't it Mark Cuban who said, sell off your stock, because if Trump becomes president, he's going to destroy the economy. He was one of many supposed, you know, financial and money geniuses who predicted that Trump would be the downfall to America. Look at all the campaign promises that Trump has fulfilled. Just the other day, 2 days ago, we found out that he did, in fact, redo NAFTA, the U.S.-Mexico trade deal, and it's going to which then resulted in, as soon as that was done, it then resulted in record Dow numbers. Again, consumer confidence is at an all-time high. So the left is in a box here, because how do you compete with that? How do you compete with that? If there is, I just want to say this and then throw it back to you. If there is a blue wave in November, it will be because the Republican Party did not support President Trump.
Yes. And I think they're learning, because when you watch what's happening in these primaries across the country, the Trump effect, it is real. And people are realizing. And this is why Jeff Flake, I mean, I'll give Jeff Flake this much credit. He realized, based on his own ideology, he couldn't support this president. And that's fine. So he got out of the way. He got out of the parade. Good for him. And I think there's other Republicans, maybe in name only, that need to make the same decision and get out of the way. If you can't support the president and his ideas, and you're not going to be part of the solution, then you know why bog things down? Why put yourself on the side of the Democrats? This is what's so galling to me, AK, is that here they've got a golden opportunity, conservatives and Republicans alike, to effect some positive change on behalf of we the people, and we haven't had a president in the Oval Office like this in a long time. He is there standing ready to sign legislation and to do things that are really moving the mark in a positive way. And look what he's done. I mean, it's not like the guy just talks theory like Barack Obama. I mean, Barack Obama was long on theory and very short on results. I mean, that's the bottom line of all these socialistic ideas and these theoretical ideas that come out of, I say, out of the coffee rooms of academia.
Right, absolutely. There's a difference between, you know, theory and practice. And, you know, this is why the American people decided, you know what, we're tired of these so-called professors that have never started a business, never run a business, never made a payroll, never laid awake at night wondering how they were going to make a payroll. Let's bring a man in who's actually done that and built a $40 billion enterprise. And, yes, maybe it started with a $1 million loan from his daddy, but make no mistake about it, yeah. And built it. Fire. I have to correct you a little bit on Jeff Flake. I don't think Jeff Flake just decided to do the honorable thing and leave. I think Jeff Flake knew that his lack of support for President Trump, and as well as the hit piece of a book that he wrote, was not well received, and that he didn't have a chance at winning, and he was forced to go or face his own demise. And that has been the case with a few other people. I think what President Trump has revealed is the lefties within the party, the big government, big spending socialists within the Republican Party that have been lying to the American people, and one of which is laying in a rotunda.
Yeah.
Who has now come
sadly.
Out, who has actually said that he was against the walls in his farewell speech, even though he's in a border state and the open borders have done all but destroyed this country, and has now said that he wanted a Hispanic, you know, too. What's with the identity politics, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
The latest poll came out, that said that the American people felt that the Republicans running for office in November, what they needed to do was stand with Trump, not criticize them. That's how they will win the race. Not the American people will win.
Well, one final wrap on this thing. The buzz is also about China in real time gaining access to Hillary's emails. Uh-oh.
Yeah. No person to jail than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. I'll tell you, in the midst of all this, the Mueller probe and the obvious, I think good for, for some investigative reporters that are doing the hard work to maybe show the Mueller investigation team some areas that they are skipping over, some obvious crimes, don't you think?
Absolutely. We have very
journalists left. Andrea Kay, I'm Bill Martinez live on top of the buzz around the water cooler. Thank you, AK.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall.